Thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness to your promises all the time. It is because you are faithful to your promises that is why we have testimonies, that we can express your goodness, we can see you in all your attributes that you had your mind to express. And that's why you created this earth, and you put us, your people, there, Lord, to come and experience your purpose of creating the earth, of creating us. We are grateful. Thank you for the message of the hour that you have sent to us to open our eyes, to know that we came from that place and we are going back there. You are giving us another opportunity this morning, Heavenly Father. We commit ourselves to you. We are needy people. All areas of our lives, we are needy. The sick people are there. Holy Ghost seekers are there. Provision of needs, Lord, guidance and leadership, intervention in homes with crisis, many things, Lord. Lord, we are confident that you are more than sufficient to meet all these needs. And that's why we can come to you, the only helper that we have. And so we lift up our eyes unto you this morning. You said, whosoever cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out. Lord, we know we will not go empty-handed. While we trust you, that your spirit will captivate our hearts. Lord, that what you are calling our attention to, Lord, will be real to us, Lord. And at the end of the entire service of the day, all the glory and honor will be yours. And your name alone will be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Let's open our Bible straight to 2 Peter chapter 3. From verse 1 to the end, and then Revelation chapters 21. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of this coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this day, willingly, are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserve unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men can slackness, but he is long suffering towards what, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be ye diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which some things had to be understood, which they that are on land and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, since ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also be led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grown in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. You can be seated. We move to Revelation chapter 21. Read the first 7 verses. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I just saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. But the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is at the house of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. Oh, thank you. This morning we have quite I believe you have it also. This morning we have a little deep task to talk about. We want to talk about the city. We've been talking about the new heart. You know, the new heart is different from the first class city. Are you here with me? All right. So, let's start somewhere. We just give a little review of what we have with us already. All right. Let me just. I
was trying to
look at the new heart again before we move to. And because of our time. The new heart. Why is it called the new heart? It's because the Holy Spirit must give way. The Holy Spirit has given way. The old heart has given way. And the new one has come. And we know the process of the old heart giving way. And just like we have just read in the scripture, it is the destruction of all the works that are there. While the frame of the heart remains, everything that human has contributed, everything perversion, everything of the devil, everything satanic, demonic, anything that is traceable to evil will be done away with. God will exterminate them by his own power of destruction. God has the power of destruction. And that's where he will destroy the devil. And the devil will have no remains. Everything that is subject to time will fade when eternity is set in. So, God promised to make this old heart new all over again by the process of justification, sanctification, and Holy Ghost baptism. Just like the prophet has been emphasizing it, that the same process it takes us through his children, his people, that is ordained to live in that heart. It's the same process it takes the same heart where his people will live in through. And the heart presently, the present stage of the heart, the present stage of this heart, as we look at it, is at sanctification stage. Are you with me? The heart presently is at sanctification stage. That's gone through justification when the during the antediluvian. And then in this the second stage is when Jesus came to shed his blood. And he's still in that process. The third stage is the fire baptism that is coming, that will wipe away every evil. And that is the stage that we are waiting for. But before that stage comes, the prophets have told us the order of events, how it happened. The bride must be prepared, which the preparation is going on, that the prophet emphasized in the sermon rapture, that the message, the voice, is the one gathering the people to be ready for takeoff. So now after that, and then after the white throne judgment, then God says the entire place ablaze. Praise be to God. The new heart is cannot be fathomed. The glory of the new heart cannot be fathomed by human understanding. It is described in the scripture, just like we read in Revelation chapter 21, there's no more pain. God will wipe away all our tears, no more crying, no more death. There shall be no more pain. The former things have passed away. It is God's power that can make that to happen. And that is when our memory of evil will be deleted. We will not remember any evil anymore. Because we are now back to our perfect state. Everything of the past will be forgotten. This is only a promise to the elected, to the predestinated. It is not to everybody. It is to the elected people. Just like God has Noah to build an ark in Genesis. And by mathematical calculation, that ark is not up to an acre of land. The space of land occupied by that ark is not up to an acre of land. By normal standard, an acre of land should be 8 plots. That's the normal standard. It has to be that because you have to remove roads. After you have removed roads, make provision for roads, it remains 6 plots. But people who don't know, they sell 6 plots to you and call it an acre. If you lay it out at the end of the day, you won't have about 4.5 plots. Well, that's on a professional side. Now, we're talking about this, the hack. That hack that God has not to build. God knew the number of people that will enter the ark. He wasn't wasting his resources. The ark was that big because of the animals. The animals that will occupy it. How many people occupy the ark? That's 8 people. Noah, his wife, his 3 sons, and their wives. 3 wives. So 6 plus 2, that's 8. 8 people. The ark was that big. With the dimension God gave to him. I mean, 8 people can live in a flat, isn't it? And a flat is just a plot of land. If you want to give them the freedom, you give them 2 plots. They have some places to play around and the rest of it. God is not a waster of resources. He doesn't waste resources. He maximizes his resources. Even though he has an exhaustive fountain of resources, he maximizes. So he did not use. So let's learn from that. Let's not waste our resources. In the home, children don't waste food. remnant will take care of them. Because there are quite a number of people that are starving and hungry, looking for those, you know, leftovers. They will jump at those leftovers. So God doesn't waste the resources. Just like that, God also has dimension for the four square city. Now, the entire heart that we are talking about is everywhere. All everywhere the human beings occupy today, including where human beings have not occupied. Praise be to God. The heart, by God's definition, not by man's definition. Because God has his own definition of things. Do you agree with me? Yeah. God has his own definition of things. Man wants to define things, you know, and by man defining his things, he limits himself. So, God designs this first question for his children, for his bride. And this bride started from Genesis. Bride of all ages. It's not only the Gentile bride. No. The prophet taught us that here in this sermon too. It's going to comprise, the bride comprises the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints, starting from Adam. That's the first one. To the last one in the Gentile age that will come into the body of Christ. That first square city is designed for them. And that is why he says in here, if we read verse 9, verse 8, and he says, for the fearful, because he's talking about the new half. Here, it's not talking about the first class now. It's talking about the new half. He says, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and womangers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. They will not be part of the new half. So, the new heart is basically for God's own chosen people. But the first class city is for the bride. Do you understand? The heart is for God's chosen people. And God's chosen people are not the bride only. It's not only the bride that will be in the new heart. It's only the bride that will be in the first class city. And that is our concern. That's the headquarters of the earth. And here we go. I took some pains, because it's with pleasure, though very tasking. The dimensions that the prophet gave us of the first class city, you have to be mathematically oriented to be able to get it. I had to draw it myself. I know how to draw. I'm very good at construction in mathematics when I was in secondary school. Though I didn't do technical drawing because I'm a social scientist. I'm not a pure scientist. I'm not also hard. Okay. Now, I look at the dimension given by the script, by the prophet. Because if anybody goes through this dimension written in the Bible, you can't come up with what Abraham says. And that is why the prophet told us that here is a revelation. So let's read. So the first square city is revealed, is a revelation. The dimension presented to us by the prophet is a revelation, which is an interpretation of scripture to him. Things not written that are read between the lines. That it takes a prophet to understand it because it's a pyramid. How can you have an object with length and breadth equal? Some of our children will understand this in shapes.
This is length. This breadth. This length. This height.
Okay.
And the Bible says that the length is equal to the breadth and is equal to the height. 1,500 miles. 1,500 miles. Sorry. 1,500 miles. 1,500 miles. 1,500 miles. It means it looks is a cube, isn't it? That means it will be a cube. But it's not a cube. It's not a cube. You know, we draw cube like this. All these angles are equal. All these angles are equal.
All of them are equal. That's a cube.
Praise be to God. All right, let's be here. Paragraph 362. Let's come here. Let me read from the book itself. And I have to draw a mathematical model. That might sound funny. For me to get it the way the prophet explained it. I have to use the explanation of the prophet to get a mathematical model that we use together with an architect to get that picture out. All right, 362. What this city hath take up his abode on earth.
Are you there?
All right, I want you to watch very closely. Now you can plainly see, as I said, this change. The earth must be changed. You cannot have it like this. The church could not, the world could not go right on after the millennium without being changed. Without being changed. Just like we must be changed by his holy fire to condition and make a place for him to be contained within us.
That's Holy Ghost baptism.
That is the Holy Ghost. Notice now that we be plenty of room in the heart. See, plenty of room. It will be renovated. That is true, by fire. But there will be no more sea. Notice the city is 1,500 miles wide.
1,500 miles square. The Bible calls it here in verse 16.
It says 12,000 furlongs.
When you calculate 12,000 furlongs, it's 1,500 miles.
Amen.
1,500 miles. That's what it is. Those who are not used to miles.
If it is meters you are used to, it's 2,414,060 meters long. We're not talking about square yet.
1,500 miles.
That's length, that's breadth, and that's height. How high
it is. In meters, it's 2,414,060 meters. If you want to say feet, if it is feet that is for you to understand, it's 7,920,000 feet from the heart. Hot in the sky. That's how high
the first class city is, and that is how long it is, and that is how long.
The length and breadth, 7,920,000 feet long, and breadth, and then height.
Praise be to God. This city is for the bride that we are talking.
I believe the Lord revealed it to the prophet to whet our appetite.
to make us to be more desirous, not to miss this place. Because this is the final home, the final home of the bride. This message of the hour that we are hearing, that we come to church to hear, that we stay in our homes to listen to. If we have been hypocritical, we are doing ourselves. If you've been playing church, you come to church, you use the church to cover up, you are just doing yourself. There is nobody that can help another. When rapture comes, father cannot help son. Son cannot help parents. Children cannot help parents. Minister cannot help the church members, neither did the church members help the minister. Those who have preached, if they are not part of it, they cannot be helped. And so he called for soberness on our part. It calls for seriousness. It calls for inward searching of our lives on daily basis. It calls for a desire for closer work with God. Homes that are having issues. Husband and wife are having altercations. You don't have peace at home. You argue, you do this. You don't know what you are doing. You are not preparing for that place. And not. Because you are supposed to be an example of Jesus Christ here. So if you cannot display the life of Christ, you see in the first class you go and display it, the person has been deceived. Alright, let's move on. Now listen really close while we draw these dimensions. I want to erase the blackboard. Just a moment. Abraham erases his previous illustration. Here is the deep revelation from God. Can you see? No other minister in the entire world can give this description. Well, after I drew the mathematical dimension, without the geographical dimension of it that the prophet said, ordinarily, when you look at it, it looks like a cube, but it's not a cube. That is a pyramid. That is a pyramid. And which means the height will have to tilt at an angle of 60 degrees. We have to tilt at an angle of 60 degrees. How do I put that? Here? You know, when you draw a straight line, this is your 60 degrees. I mean, so here it should be extended. This is your 60 degrees, isn't it? So if you have another one there, this is your 60 degrees, I mean. If you have another one there, this is your 60 degrees. You get it? So you join this to this, you join this to this, you join this here, you join this here, you join this here, you join this here. But they are going to join to make a pyramid. You know, join to make a pyramid. Because I'm trying it on the board like that. I just decided to draw like this to make it. This is the simplest way I can draw it on the board for you to get. Except,
just display
the first part
on the board. Display the first part on the board.
Let me not bother myself with this because many people may not get that. Yeah, that is the first question. Now, you can't see the cone on the head, Abby. There's no cone on the head. Now, let me wait a little bit. Let me read this thing to you. I sent it to the architect. Now, here is the mathematical model. I will have sent it to you to present it on the board. Can I send it out to you? All right.
Please just plan it out.
I just want you to. It's very thrilling. Very thrilling.
No problem.
I've sent it.
How? Send it now.
Yeah, send it.
All right. Now just present it on the board.
That's the motive.
As I provide a visual representation of a building with the following dimensions. I have to draw it first, understand the mind of the prophet, and then give him the model.
If anybody is very good at construction or TD, you should be able to draw it.
But you have to be an architect. Now, there is four.
It's four square. The foundation.
Okay?
You have A, B, C, D.
Are you working on it?
Because our time is soon up.
So you have A, B, C, D.
And that A, B, C, D, the lines are equal.
And then you have your height.
And in drawing your height, you have to also understand there is a line that you have to label to.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H of the height. And then after that, you have to provide the angles.
You have to provide an angle EAC.
You have to provide an angle FBD. You have to provide an angle GCA. You have to provide an angle HDB, which is 60 degrees.
Computer scientist. This will give us the first square dimension.
I only ask him to use 20 centimeters because the screen will not contain it.
I ask him to change it to feet, 20 feet.
That's what I ask him to change.
This is the initial one I sent to him.
This is what produced with this understanding.
This is the understanding of the prophet about the first cross city.
Let me read further.
Here is the deep revelation from God, I will just stop.
None of this other, I will bring the rest of this up. The Lord will. Notice now, when you turn over into the book of Revelation,
you can see how he measured it by the cubits and by the furlongs, 2300. So now we find out that the city is measured
500 miles square.
You know how far that will reach?
I measure it off this week. It will reach from Maine to Florida and from eastern seaboard to 600 miles apart west of Mississippi. In other words, half of the United States.
Just for the city.
Now, the United States is not a country like Nigeria.
United States is a continent.
If you don't know that.
United States is not a country like Nigeria. Nigeria is just a country.
United States comprises many countries. But the United States.
That's why they call it United States.
I think it's 13 colonies or something.
There have been increases.
51 colonies.
It's a continent.
So that's why their president is very powerful. And also because of the scripture.
Are you getting that?
So half of the United States, which means the entire area of the United States is just about half of the United States, double of the first class.
But the city will occupy half of the United States.
And it will be seated on this earth.
Now, you can see a structure, a building that will have height about 7,920 feet.
You know, when Jesus Christ said, in my Father's house are many mansions. You can imagine mansions upstairs that will be there. There is no city like that on the earth today. 7,920 feet from the earth surface to the sky. Because the architect here, because the drone here, you can't stand here. You can't build it. It's only the architect himself, the architect of the architect, master architect, the great designer that can design it. There is no land space. No wonder the prophet said there will be no more sea. All the seas will have been dried up by the fire. Everywhere will become plain. May the Lord be gracious to us. The last prayer. Let's bow down our heads. More of it still to come as God spares our lives. God bless you, sir.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for sparing our lives to see the beginning of another week. We thank you for the week that ended yesterday and your care for us generally. Now going out and coming in, your other steps that we took, provided our needs. On a daily basis, we fight our battles. We are very grateful unto you. Lord Jesus, we have come again this morning. We thank you for your word that we have come to hear. We have been taught, O God, that faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of the Lord. We pray that as your word is coming unto us, may you continue in our individual lives to accumulate rapturing faith, making us ready for that great event that you have promised in your word. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Whatsoever we look in unto you for, whether for healing of our sick bodies or whatsoever, physically, spiritual, material, we trust you, O God, that as your word comes, give us faith to take you at your word. Make us ready and prepare us for the first great city that has just been described. May none of us miss it, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that left him. We pray, God, that as you will be with him for the rest service he has today, may you be with the rest of us too, both the morning service and afternoon stroke evening. Let all the glory and honor be ascribed to thy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.